Are you facing a huge challenge or concern that seems insurmountable? What if you could somehow make your problem smaller, shrink it down to a manageable size? Is that even possible? Well, a baseball looks big compared to a golf ball, but small compared to a basketball, right? And a basketball looks minuscule compared to planet Earth. It's all a matter of perspective. Now, I'm old enough to remember the scene from Apollo 13 when Tom Hanks's character went outside to look up at the moon. I don't know if you remember it, but the moon was so small, so tiny that, you know, he could cover it with his thumb. I tell you what, the size of Tom's thumb compared to the moon illustrates the point that I'd like to make today about the size of our problems compared to God. Now, if God is up in the heavens, far, far away, then our problems can blot him out completely. But if we draw near to him, if we're aware of his powerful presence in the midst of our problems, the biggest concerns shrink in comparison to God's greatness. That's why I choose to gaze at God and glance at my problems. Now, today I'm going to share two takeaways from a couple of my favorite verses about keeping our problems in proper perspective. And I'm also going to give you an illustration that you can save to your desktop or print out to help you stay focused on the fact that God is bigger than your biggest challenge. Welcome to Believe and Speak. I'm Shauna Marie Bryant, and I post new videos every Sunday and Wednesday. I hope that you'll subscribe if you haven't already, and please click the bell for notifications. Each week, I read a little bit of scripture, and like I said, today I'm going to read a couple of my favorite verses about keeping proper perspective when it comes to our problems that cause anxiety and just rob us of our peace. And so I'm going to pull a declaration out of those verses I'll be sharing with you, and I'm going to invite you to believe and speak them with me to empower your tongue with truth. Okay, so those verses are in Isaiah 26, verses 3 and 4. You will keep in perfect peace those whose minds are steadfast because they trust in you. Trust in the Lord forever, for the Lord Himself, is the rock eternal. I love the word steadfast in the context of trusting God no matter the issues that can distract us from the fact that God is a rock. Our declaration helps us focus on keeping a steadfast mind. I choose to gaze at God and glance at problems. Will you say that with me? I choose to gaze at God and glance at problems. In my early 20s, I saw an illustration that I remember to this day. It was an outline of a triangle. A puffy white cloud hovered over the top of the triangle, and it represented God. There was a little stick figure that represents you and me that stood on the right side of the triangle, and over on the left, there was this dark blob that represented a big old problem. Now, there were two arrows pointing away from the stick figure over here on the right. One was pointing up toward God, and the other was pointing toward the blob. Now, when I first saw that illustration, I was challenged to consider how I would label those two arrows by writing the word gaze on one arrow and glance on the other. Now, if I keep my gaze fixed on my problem, then I can only glance at God, wondering, what's he gonna do? What's he gonna do? How's he gonna help me out of this? But if I keep my gaze on God and only glance at my problems, then I can see that God is way bigger than my problems. That illustration helped me learn to be intentional. Now, stay with me to the end, and I'm going to tell you how you can get a copy of that illustration, which, like I said, made a memorable impact on me. To this day, I am determined to gaze at God and glance at my problems. And that reminds me of our declaration, I choose to gaze at God and glance at problems. My friend, we have to be intentional because problems can be so distracting and God can be so quiet. I see two important takeaways in the verses that I just read from Isaiah. First, experiencing God's peace is contingent on my focus. Isaiah 26:3 promises that he will keep us in perfect peace if we keep our minds fixed on him, steadfastly fixed on him. Last week, I talked about Peter taking his eyes off of Jesus when he stepped out of the boat to walk on the water. Now, he nearly drowned because his mind wandered from trusting that anything was possible with Jesus, even walking on the water. If Jesus calls you to do something, it's possible. And Jesus had said, come, right? He said, come to me. That's why Peter stepped out of the boat. If you have a big old problem in front of you, it can surge and swirl and roar around just like those waves did when Peter stepped out of the boat. But don't let problems distract you from God's power. In those moments, say to yourself or declare out loud, I choose to gaze at God and glance at problems. Cry out to God. Press into him. Don't size him up based on what he does in your situation. Size up your situation based on who God is and what he can do. Jeremiah 32:17 says, Ah, sovereign Lord, you have made the heavens and the earth by your great power and outstretched arm. Nothing is too hard for you. The second takeaway that I have for you today is that trust isn't situational when God is eternal. Isaiah 26:4 says, Trust in the Lord forever, for the Lord himself, is the rock eternal. God is unchanging. He always has been trustworthy, and he always will be. God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And you know what? He is worthy of our trust yesterday, today, and forever, no matter what tomorrow brings. If you're facing a challenge, God hasn't failed you. Our circumstances go from good to bad to good, but God remains forever good. If your problem seems insurmountable, then try to look at it from God's perspective. A problem the size of planet Earth is tiny compared to God, who measured the waters of the earth in the hollow of his hand and marked off the heavens with the breadth of his hand. Remember that according to Isaiah 26:3 and 4, experiencing God's peace is contingent on your focus, and trust isn't situational when God is eternal. I tell you what, God is bigger than any challenge you face, and he will keep you in perfect peace in the midst of the darkest storm. Cling to him, cling to him. He will never fail you. Now, I'm going to pray for you, and then I'm going to tell you about how to get that illustration that will help you remember to choose to gaze at God and glance at problems. Let's pray. Oh, dear Heavenly Father, I thank you so much that you are eternally trustworthy, eternally faithful, and that you are as solid as a rock, unchanging, and true. And so God, I pray that when we have problems, instead of getting absolutely transfixed on them, Lord, that we would instead look up. I love the scripture that says, that's where my help comes from. I look up. Help us to do that, Lord, and to keep our eyes fixed on you, our minds steadfast. Lord, you are good and you love us. And Lord, sometimes you allow these challenges and problems into our life to make us stronger, to teach us something, to show us your faithfulness. Lord God, we know that your word says that we can do all things through you because you strengthen us in Christ. And so, Father, help us again not to measure you by how you respond when we cry out, but instead, Father, know who you are and say, you know what? My God is bigger than any problem I face, and he's got this, because that's what you promised to do. So Lord, help us to cast all of our fear, all of our anxiety on you, God, and know that you will take care of us because you promised to, out of your love for us, and because your word is trustworthy. And so Lord, we ask for peace even now in the name of your son, Jesus. Amen. Now, I want to thank you for joining me. And if you enjoyed this, would you please click the like, the little thumbs up, and share this. Also subscribe and click the notification bell. Now, I put a link in the description that's called Gaze or Glance. And that link will take you to my website where you can view and download the illustration I talked about. Now, I hope that while you're there, you'll subscribe to my email list. And please feel free to share the illustration with a friend. Remember, your tongue has power. Use it for good.